Hello, my name is Sonia. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This is Jeff Gannon.
All right, I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I filed a claim for the first time weeks ago. Apparently, they didn't have the correct information. So I corrected it via the website, which was the instructions I was given, and they said to check back in 2 weeks, and it's been 3 weeks, so I'm checking back now.
All right, sir, this is the claims line. I do apologize. We don't have the claim status or any information on your claim. You would need to contact our inquiry department.
They never even got to the point where there was an actual claim set up. So I want to try to start a claim for the first time. I just had to correct my info. That's what they told me to do.
Who is they?
I've made several calls, and I can't recall the number. I've spoken to three different people.
So when was the last time you did a weekly certification?
I never have. We haven't gotten to that point because they said the information they had for me was different than what I was giving them. So I provided the correct information via the website and on a call. And they said to check back, and with this claims line, said to check back within 2 weeks. And it's been 3 weeks. So I'm calling back now. I gave it extra time.
So, all right, sir, what is your social?
143-469-119.
I'm sorry, what were the last four numbers?
9119.
So that's 143-469-119.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name?
Jeffrey Patt, PADDOCK.
And your mother's maiden name?
Richard, RICHARD.
Has she ever gone by Jackson?
Never.
And who was your last employer?
Ernst & Young, EY. Or it could show up as Atrium, which was the payroll processing.
You said it's Ernest?
EY, Ernst & Young. But the employer of record may show up as Atrium, because they were the payroll processors that they did.
All right, and could you verify your date of birth, please?
Sure, 6/21/65.
All right, I'm going to ask a few questions here. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
And do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
English.
All right. Do you consider yourself disabled?
I do.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. And what was the highest grade you completed in school?
College degree.
All right, Mr. Paddock. If you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
I actually want to go with the card this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. And have you received, have you ever had a benefits card before?
Never. I've never filed a claim with the state of Alabama.
All right. I'm going to read the disclosure on the card. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan-colored Alabama Vantage card, the card is good until the valid through date on the card. and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by CoAmerica Bank. CoAmerica charges no monthly fee, no per-purchase fee, and $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactivity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. CoAmerica Bank charges two other types of fees. It's card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery. An international fee of 2% of the transaction amount. And please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where the card is used. See the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. And for general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes, please.
All right. Okay, sir. And could you please verify your mailing address for me?
Sure. 800 Energy Center Boulevard, apartment 208, Northport, Alabama, 35473.
All right, and what was the street name? You said 800?
Energy.
Okay.
Yeah, Energy Center Boulevard, number 208.
All right, so it's 800 Energy Center Boulevard, apartment 208?
Correct, Northport 35473. And Energy Center is two words.
I have that.
Got it, cool, thank you.
Okay. And the zip is 35463?
35473.
35473. All right. And is the residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Okay. And no. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
All right. And what's a good contact phone number for the claim?
209-345-7014.
That's 209-345-7014.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And back to the your mother's maiden name. You said her maiden name is Richard.
Correct.
Okay. And do you,
yeah.
Okay. And do you know where Jackson came from?
Not a clue.
Okay.
Absolutely no idea.
Okay. All right, just getting that corrected while we're doing the claim here as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. And few more questions here. We're going to be done. All right. Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right. And Mr. Paddock, did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
I have not.
Okay. And have you received notification that you have TRA certification?
No, I have not. I'm not sure what TRA certification is.
It's a trade readjustment allowance.
Okay. No, ma'am, I have not.
Okay. And when was the last day you worked?
The last day was the 14th of November.
Okay.
Which was a Friday, if you can confirm. Yeah.
All right, a few more questions here, and we're going to be done. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I am not.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have real estate license?
Neither one of those.
Okay. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
All right. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
And I'm applying aggressively. Yeah.
Okay. And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
All right, Mr. Paddock, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20 miles.
You said 20?
Correct.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Right now, roughly $50 per hour.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No. No, ma'am.
All right. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Not definite, tentative.
I'm sorry?
A tentative date, nothing in concrete, but a projected date, which would be mid-February.
Okay, they give a date in mid-February?
No. I was basically, the economy, I was laid off, but furloughed, but it's likely I'm going to be coming back mid-February. That was the projection.
All right. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right, sir. And what is your job title?
My most recent job title was Senior Consultant, Talent Acquisition.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Absolutely.
Okay. And who was your last employer?
Last employer was Atrium was the company that provided my paycheck. So Atrium Staffing Services. But I worked for EY, which is Ernst & Young. It's the largest accounting firm in the world.
Okay. And may I have their phone number?
Oh, all right. I'm traveling actually with my better half at a job interview. I won't have that till I get back home to Alabama till Wednesday. It's all in my folder Wednesday. Should I call you back Wednesday?
Yes, you can, and I will save this information. So when you call back, you'll just let them know that you were you left off with providing the phone number to your last employer.
Okay, excellent. And is there a confirmation number or anything? Although I don't have a thing. Shoot.
No, sir. You can take my word on it that I am going to save the progress that we've done so you don't have to start everything over. My name is Sonia.
Sonia, thank you so, so much.
You're welcome,
and,
Mr. Paddock.
I'll call back Wednesday when we're back in Northport, and greatly appreciate your help, and have a Merry Christmas and a safe New Year.
Okay, and Merry Christmas to you all, and thanks for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and enjoy the rest of your day, and stay safe.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.